So one of the big questions that we get from our clients at Headscape is, where's my rounded corners? It's a difficult one, isn't it? I don't know whether you're aware of this issue, but the web is not the same as print. Things are different. The web is constantly evolving and new browsers are coming along all the time. And then, of course, there's the emerging mobile market. You might be wondering why this affects whether rounded corners appear on your website or not. But it does. Rounded corners, gradients, drop shadows. There are different ways of producing these things. On one hand, you can hard code them into all of the websites, and you can add a lot of extra code to make those kinds of things look good and work well. But is that really the right approach? I actually think there's a better way, and that's why we get clients asking, where are my rounded corners? They see a mock-up of the design, which has got rounded corners and drop shadows and all that kind of stuff. And then when they look at it in IE 7 or 8, they find that those things aren't here, there. Why is that? Why do we take that approach? Well, the approach is one of progressive enhancement. So what that means is that less capable browsers have a more basic version of the website. They don't see all of the bells and whistles, the rounded corners, the gradients, drop shadows, that some more advanced browsers like IE9 or Firefox or Safari or Chrome have. Now, there is a reason for doing this. In fact, there are several reasons. For a start, it takes more work. It takes us more time to code up all of those little things in a way that will work across older browsers. Now, you might say that's our problem, not yours as the website owner. But it actually kind of is your problem, because the trouble is, if we spend time producing rounded corners, gradients, and drop shadows that work consistently across every browser you can possibly imagine, that's going to eat into time that we could be using to do more important stuff like usability testing, calls to action, making your website not just look prettier, but work better. But that's not the only reason. You're also building for web browsers that are eventually going to disappear. You know, designing and ensuring that things look exactly the same in IE7, it's not such a good idea, because it's not going to be long before that market share is going to be minute. You're wasting money for short-term aesthetic gains, basically. But it's not just a money issue. There are also practical reasons. To produce something that shows rounded corners and drop shadows and all of those things in every browser, you have to put in a lot of extra code. You have to have lots of little images that get called. All of that will slow down the performance of your website. And these days, performance is everything. The faster your website downloads, the better. Not just for a better user experience, users are very impatient, but also Google are starting to rank your websites based on how fast they download. So it's important from a search engine optimization point of view as well. Also, this kind of bloated code that you need to produce this, the kind of effects in browsers like IE7 or IE8, is not great for future browsers that are coming along. Things like mobile devices. Bloated code may well break your website in future browsers, and that requires fixing and updating. It's a lot of time and effort just to satisfy a browser that's going to go away. Talking of time and effort, maintenance is an enormous issue when it comes to this kind of thing. The more code you're adding into the site, the more complex it becomes and the harder it is to make updates and changes. For example, if you decide you want to change the colour of a box that's got rounded corners on, if you're using the latest, the best techniques that admittedly aren't supported by IE7 and IE8, then making that change only takes a couple of lines of code. If, however, you've built it in a way that does support IE7 and IE8, then you've got to recut all of those graphics, and that is an enormous amount of hassle and time. So your website is much more set in stone if you try and make it work in older browsers. Finally, there are certain design solutions, certain things that are impossible to achieve in any other way that is going to work effectively in older browsers like IE7 and IE8. Things like changing colours or complex patterns just don't work as well, or indeed at all, if you have to get it to work in those older browsers. Combining a rounded corner with a pattern is a nightmarishly complicated thing to do in certain older browsers. So that's why we've made the decision that in IE7 and IE8, we'll leave off things like rounded corners, gradients, drop shadows. Doesn't damage the usability of the site, doesn't damage the effectiveness of the site. It's a small compromise in the aesthetics of the site in order to provide a huge number of benefits. So that's where your rounded corners have gone. If you look in IE7 and IE8, you won't see them. But if you look in other browsers, it'll look stunning and incredible. And you'll get all of these benefits from not faffing around with old browsers that are going to disappear soon anyway.